It's 77 degrees in Nashville. We've had some isolated, scattered thunderstorms here and there this morning, but going forward today, it's about a 30% chance of more rain. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, hot and humid, with that heat index right around 100. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Two people experiencing homelessness have been arrested in East Nashville under a state law that makes it a felony to camp on public land. The law passed in 2022 is rarely enforced in Nashville, but 2 years ago, at least 10 people were arrested under the measure at Riverfront Park, and now two more people have been arrested in South Inglewood Park after neighbors contacted the police. Housing advocates have expressed concern over the felony camping law since it passed. Open Table Nashville, a homeless advocacy group, posted an Instagram video criticizing the recent arrests. Associate Director India Pungarcher says in the video that criminalizing homelessness only makes it harder to address the issue.
Felony charges make it harder to obtain housing and employment, and in Tennessee, they can also carry up to 6 years in prison, a $3,000 fine, and the loss of voting rights. This is a cruel and unjust punishment for simply existing, especially during a housing crisis and this heat wave.
The Nashville Scene reports that while both people were initially charged with felonies, it likely won't stay that way. District Attorney Glenn Funk has resisted prosecuting these cases as felonies, instead opting for misdemeanors. There's also an option to send the cases through a specialty shelter court for people experiencing homelessness, where the charges could get dismissed. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.